also happens to be the executive VP of hockey operations for the Colorado Avalanche with 1,378 games under his belt, 625 goals, 1,016 assists, and 1,641 in terms of points. Joe Sakic joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Tank Hotline right now. Joe, appreciate you doing this today. How are you?
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm doing good, thanks.
I guess just the overall honor of going into Canada Sports Hall of Fame, how do you sum that up?
Oh, it's just, it's huge. I mean, you get the call that you're being inducted into Canada Sports Hall of Fame. I mean, you start reflecting and you start going back to thinking about, you know, when you were a kid and you're watching Olympics and the Canada Games and you're rooting for your Olympians and you want to see your country do well. And then to get the experience, firsthand on really what it meant to represent your country and actually be the athlete and you realize how proud you are to play for your country. And I've had many opportunities. I've been very fortunate to have all those opportunities, but I never took that for granted. And it was always an honor to play. It just, for whatever reason, the games meant more.
So you get the call from Canada Sports Hall of Fame and you start to reflect then. But how often do you find yourself, even now with a full-time job and an NHL team to look after, how often do you find yourself reflecting on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, not often. We try not to look back. We're trying to look forward. So I've been pretty fortunate to have an opportunity to be in the front office. And so far, so good for us.
Two Stanley Cups, an Olympic gold medal, a Conn Smythe Trophy, a Hart Trophy, a Pearson Award, but it's been 15 years since you made your NHL debut back in 1998. That's more than 15 years. It's 25 years since you made your NHL debut back in 1998. Does it feel like it's been that long, or does it kind of still feel like 1988 was just yesterday?
No, you know what, honestly, it does feel like yesterday. It doesn't feel that long ago. And it's funny, you know, as you're playing, you're not thinking about it. And I do remember, back when we were rookies, and Curtis Cicisha and I, and you had all the veterans that were 30 years old telling us that, you know, watch out, guys, it goes by quick. And, you know, as kids, you never believe them. But now I've been retired for 5 years, and it still seems like yesterday.
7 years in Quebec City with the Nordiques. That's where you got your start in your NHL career. How do you reflect on your 7 years in Quebec?
Oh, I just I have so much appreciation for the Nordiques for drafting me and giving me that opportunity. I think it's I learned a lot there, and I learned about rebuilding for sure. You know, it was an incredible place to play. The fans were tremendous. And you know, every year you could see the rebuild getting better and better. We're getting high draft picks, and finally, our fifth year is we made the Lindros trade, and all of a sudden we had 104, I think 104, 102 points that year. So and to be around that city when the team, when we got good, it was just a tremendous, tremendous place to be.
So it was after the Lindros trade that you kind of got the feeling that, hey, that this team has the ability to do something special.
Well, we had baby steps before that, but yeah, after that trade, we got a lot of players, obviously, in that deal, especially a guy like Peter Forsberg. But he was still a couple of years out, but that team, yeah, we bonded quick, and we put a lot of points on. Unfortunately, we made the playoffs that year. We lost in the first round to Montreal, but it was just. To finally be on a team that was consistently winning, and you can feel in the room and learning how to win. And that was a great moment. And you can see that, you know, from the start of the rebuild to finally see it pay off. It was great to be a part of that. And obviously we won a couple years later. So from going down from starting basically from scratch to end up winning a Stanley Cup 8 years later, pretty good growth from our organization.
Joe Sakic's with us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. You won the Cup the first year you were in Denver. Did it feel like a new group? Like, did it feel like it was something brand new? Or did it really feel like it was a continuation of all the work that had been done in Quebec?
No, it felt like a continuation because most of the players were still there. Obviously, Pierre made some huge trades in getting Patrick and Mike Keane and Claude Lemieux and Sanna Souza-Lynch was another huge trade. So, So we obviously we made deals, but most of us that came from Quebec were still there. So it just felt like a continuation. And the year before, we finished first, and unfortunately lost to the Rangers in the first round. But we did finish first in the Eastern Conference, and so we were making steps. Now that we moved to Colorado, we just had to figure out how to do it in the playoffs, and hockey for us paid off.
I'm curious because Denver's your home now, and team wins the Stanley Cup in year one in Colorado, and it kind of took off from there, is that team being so huge in that city. How big was that to set the stage like that so early on?
Well, obviously, coming into a new market that was ready for hockey, and I mean, the crowds were coming right from the start of the year, but really, even the non-hockey fans started getting into us as the year was going on, and especially in the playoffs. I think what people realized there was there's nothing like playoff hockey. And for a 2-month grind, it was an exciting time to be in Denver. And obviously, we know it's a Denver Broncos city, but we're right with them with the excitement.
Joe Sakic's with us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline tonight. One of the 11 inductees going into Canada's Sports Hall of Fame. Take me back to 1998 and the first time there was a break in the season for an Olympic Games, and off to Nagano you go. And I know that the tournament does not end the way that you had wanted, but it was such a brand new experience. How do you look back on that experience?
I just loved every minute of it. Yeah, and you know what? It was just an entire Olympic experience. Yeah, we didn't win. We know that in the hockey ways, but to experience the Olympic Village, staying there, eating with other athletes, and you really got an appreciation for all the different sports and the different athletes and how they prepared themselves and what they had to do to be successful and be the best at their sport. So I just thought for myself it was a great experience, and I was fortunate enough to play in three of them, and they're all just experiences that you'll never forget.
I want to take you back to 2002 because you were the Olympic MVP that year. Canada wins their first gold in 50 years, and you were on the ice as things were counting down. And watching on TV, it was electric. But from anybody who was in that building, they say it was maybe one of the most religious experiences they've ever been a part of. Do you remember the anthem being sung? Do you remember taking it all in, or were you still focused on actually just making sure you close out the game in a strong fashion?
No, we didn't know we won it until right at the end, until I think it was the fifth goal. So, but it was a close. That was the most exciting game I've ever been a part of. I mean, that was back and forth all the way. I think Iginla scored the fourth goal. I can't remember if it was like 2 or 3 minutes to go. But that was finally some breathing room. But before that, I remember. I mean, Martin Brodeur made an unbelievable save on Brett Hull on a one time on a power play just before that. So. And that would have been a 3-3 game. So mm-hmm. It was the game itself was just an incredible game. I know it was 5-2, but it wasn't a 5-2 game. It was right. It went right down the wire.
Was the building as electric as people say?
Yes, it was. It was. It was electric. But when you're playing, when you're in the moment, you don't really focus too much on the building. You're so worried about what you're going to do the next shift that you just. You totally take away from we know the building was great, electric and loud and everything, but you're so focused on making sure you go get ready for your next shift and do what you got to do to help the team.
Just a few more with Joe Sakic down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline into the Canada Sports Hall of Fame tonight with the 10 other inductees. The 2001 NHL season for you, not only did the team win the Stanley Cup, but personally that was your Hart Trophy year. That was your year winning the Pearson Award as well, the President's Trophy for the Avalanche. Was that maybe the best you've ever had a season, team-wise, individual-wise? Do you look back on that year more than maybe some other ones?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we just lost two game sevens in a row to Dallas going into that year, and we knew we were at that point where we had to get it done. And Ray came back for one more year, but our focus right from the start of that training camp was to get first of all was to one goal, get home ice and win a cup. That was cup or nothing that year with that team, and we started off strong, and we we just, I think from the start to finish, it was just obviously the best year, you know, team-wise and personally.
That Stanley Cup final in 2001, I mean, you take a look back at who was in it, the goaltending battle of Patrick Waugh, Martin Brodeur, you had you and Peter Forsberg and Rob Blake, and on the other side, Ray Bourque, as you mentioned, you had Scott Stevens and Patrick Elias playing for the Devils. I know you probably weren't thinking about that then, but did you ever appreciate just how good a series that was for people watching on the outside?
Well, it won seven games, so it had to be good.
Yeah.
You know? And, it was tough. It was a battle. We got off, we won, I think we were alternating wins, if I'm not mistaken. I think they won games four and five, and then we won six and seven. But, I mean, it was tough. New Jersey, they're a playoff-tested team that knew how to win. So, for us, I don't think anybody gave us credit going into Game 6. I think everybody thought that they were going to win in 6, and then when we pulled that off in 6, and Patrick was so good in that first period, and we got a goal by Adam Foote and won that Game 6. And then coming home, there was nothing like playing at home or at Game 7 like that. That was a loud building.
Yeah, compare winning a cup on the road to winning it at home. Like, does it change the experience at all?
It does not change the experience because a championship is a championship. But, for sure, like a Game 7 at home, you wouldn't want to be anywhere else on a Game 7. So that to win it on home ice with your home fans, that was obviously special. But the first time we won in Florida, we didn't care where we won. That was a great thrill for all of us.
Your move to management, how's it been so far? Is the adjustment complete? Are you now good with wearing a suit and tie every day?
Oh, it's been good. It's been good. I mean, it's never going to be as exciting as when you're on the ice playing. I mean, you sit up in the press box and you get that feeling that, boy, you want to be down there, but you know you can't. But it's been good. I had a lot of fun working with a lot of great people and, having Patrick as a coach and watching him coach these guys and having them buying in. And it's been good so far.
Not a bad start, hey?
We couldn't have imagined this start, but you know, we haven't been perfect, but our goaltending has really kept us singing. The guys are really buying in, playing well, working hard, and when there are mistakes, which everybody makes, the goalies have been there to back us up. So it's been a total team effort.
Well, Joe, I really appreciate you doing this. Have fun tonight and enjoy all of what goes along with it. I've been to a few of these before. They're actually pretty swanky things. So enjoy it this evening, and thanks so much for taking some time to reflect today.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.